I was agitated, frustrated, angry, single, and missing my damn vibrator. I knew my uncouth roommate, Bunny, stole it, but she didn't admit it. She would take other things from me and give me that dumbfounded look when I asked her about it. How do you take another person's vibrator? I wondered about Bunny, my messy, underemployed, pink-haired, tattooed up the wazoo roommate. This was a tiny one-bedroom apartment in a pricey part of Chicago. Bunny and I had been friends for a long time, so I had no problem moving in with her and even sharing the big bed. Her borrowing my stuff sometimes got out of hand. My bigger problem, though, was when she was there with her brutish boyfriend, Hector. Hector couldn't bring Bunny to his mother's house today, but they just had to see each other. So I sat on our flimsy secondhand futon in my pajamas glaring at the TV. She sat on a stool by the kitchen in her polka dot dress with her legs spread open, with Hector between her legs sticking his tongue into her mouth. "What about cucumbers? You got cucumbers?" Hector asked after a kiss. "No," she whined. "Pickles. Pickles are similar." "Fuck that. I want you to feel it." He started kissing her slowly. I was eyeing them and making a gag reflex. "Suck my tongue, bitch," he whispered to her, and to my dismay, she complied quickly. He was reaching between her legs under her dress, and she started lifting her sandaled feet into the air while mewling. I was sighing angrily and loudly. He whispered something to her, and she gasped. "What if it gets stuck?" she whined in a nasal, babyish voice. "I don't want it stuck in my pussy," she pooed at him. They continued French kissing in slow motion while she tugged his pants downwards as if I wasn't right there. He continued whispering in her ear while she looked shocked. "No, Hector, they'll get stuck." His bare ass was all out there. I could see him strain the muscles of his ass cheeks as he ground his body into hers. "They'll have to call 911, she was saying. "Cops, paramedics, firemen, all in here looking at my pussy, touching my pussy, trying to rescue my pussy, and ugh." I was turning off the TV and starting to get up when I heard the light slap. "Slap him back," I've always told her. Instead, she kissed his fingers. "Ooh," she said as he dipped his fingers inside her. "I only want you in my pussy," she begged. "Yeah, him and my vibrator," I wanted to say. They continued their rough play. He then grabbed a handful of her pink hair and made her get off the stool. He pulled her down to her knees with her whimpering. He grabbed her head and aimed her mouth towards his erect cock, which I could see now. He pushed it into her mouth. He was groaning and looking at the ceiling while she was sucking and gargling, trying to keep pace with him. He looked at me and grinned. I made a loud, disgusted grunt and jumped to my feet. He kept his eyes on me as I marched to the bedroom. He blew me a kiss when I looked back. An hour later, I couldn't sleep. I had listened to them fucking on the futon, which I had forbidden her from doing since they broke the last one. I had masturbated hopelessly to the sounds of their wild, noisy sex, and I still couldn't sleep. I pretended to be asleep when I heard the door creak open. I was the side of our huge bed furthest from the door, facing the window. I heard someone walk in and I tensed up. Then I heard Bunny's stifling laughter. I heard Hector struggling. I figured he was carrying her since she loved to be carried like a little puppy. He laid her out on the bed. "Shh," she was saying. "Don't fucking shush me," he whispered. I felt the bed press harder, meaning he was getting on the bed with her. I wanted to whip around and curse them out, but continued pretending to be asleep. They had fucked so much on the futon, maybe they were just going to knock out. They had done that before. She mumbled something and trailed off. He moved. I couldn't tell. I could tell he was between us. He got quiet. I breathed a sigh of relief. Until I woke up and gasped to someone on top of me. Fully naked, Hector was actually trying to get off the bed, but he was doing it by climbing over me instead of her. He was almost over when he caught my eyes. We stared at each other for a moment. "Excuse me," he whispered. I held my breath. Then the son of a bitch kissed my cheek. I was frozen. He grinned at me, that same sleazy grin he did earlier, the one he always gives me when he sees me. I shook my head as he bent down to kiss me again, this time on the lips. Bunny was breathing steadily on her side of the bed. Hector was getting comfortable on top of me. My hands were on his shoulders. His eyes were closed as he dropped his face and snaked his tongue into my mouth. He ran his fingers through my hair very gently. He stared into my eyes. I could see them twinkling in the dark, and there came that grin again. He dismounted me and got on his feet quickly. He looked over at Bunny still sleeping. Then he gestured for me to follow him. I bit my lip and didn't react. He gestured it again and tiptoed towards the door. He mouthed out that he needed to talk to me. I felt my legs move on their own. I swear, some other woman took over me as I got up. He had this cartoonish, mischievous look on his face as he continued gesturing. As if hypnotized, I followed him out of the room to the washroom. He went in, but I hesitated by the door. He grabbed my wrist and I yelped as he yanked me inside. He closed the door behind us. He pulled me into his arms and buried his face in my neck. "I always wanted you," he said into my ear before licking it. "Oh God," was all I could say. "Damn you, always on my mind when I'm fucking her," he added, nibbling my neck. He pulled me into a kiss that seemed to last forever, and his hands crawled under my pajama top and fondled every part of me. Then I jumped and gasped as his hand shot down into my pajama bottoms and just grabbed and groped and grappled with me. Then he took my hands and brought them to his cock. Again, "Oh God," was all that came out of me. He stared at me until I started stroking it. I held it in my hand as it grew longer and harder. Then he grinned. He whipped me around and yanked up my pajama top and tore down the bottom, exposing me. He bent me over the sink. I struggled to hold on, knocking the soap bottle to the floor. "Hector," I managed to say while he ran his fingers up and down between my legs. He licked his fingers and jammed them in again while I squirmed. He positioned himself behind me and launched his cock into me. I could see us in the mirror of the medicine cabinet, me with this wild, disheveled look on my face, with my mouth open, blonde hair bouncing here and there, him with his eyes closed and a scowl on his face as he rammed into me again and again. He pulled out of me suddenly, and I fell on the sink, dropping shampoo bottles now. He sat on the toilet seat, grabbed my waist, and pulled me to him. I struggled to keep my balance while kicking my pajama bottoms off. I fell on him as he made me straddle him. He ripped my top open. A button hit the bathtub. He grabbed my breasts. I sat on his dick and fucked him some more. That crazy woman had taken over me, full of hysteria and frustrating horniness. I was rolling around on him, grinding into him back and forth, jumping up and down like I was in a rodeo. He was laughing at me. I'd pressed my body down to him, groaning through gritted teeth, wanting to feel him as deep as I could. I even licked his face. When I was too tired, I collapsed on his shoulder, arms dangling, cock still inside me. "Hector, I..." But he pulled me up to free his still erect cock and said, "Pee on me." He always had to throw a curveball at people. I shook my head no. He grabbed my hair, making me gasp. "Pee," he said again. I closed my eyes, but I couldn't make it come. His grip was tightening. I rubbed myself, but it wasn't working. "I can't," I stammered. "Fuck that," he said. And he let his own cum streaming out of him, making me gasp again. He laughed as it sprayed over us. "Oh my God, you piss boy," I said, disgusted at the piss dripping from my breasts. Before I could complain any further, he kissed me once more. One of the long French kisses he does with Bunny that I always envied. I was lost in the kiss, forgetting about the piss. "Bunny," he said quickly, jerking me out of the moment, "she might wake up." We cleaned up in a hurry. He was holding my hand as we snuck back towards the bedroom, him naked, me topless. He peeked into the room. We could hear Bunny still sleeping. He looked back at me. I tried to look at him, but couldn't keep eye contact. He read my mind and bent down to kiss me one more time. I touched his face and moaned as I kissed him. Then he let go of me and crawled back into bed and cuddled with Bunny. I waited a few seconds before going back to bed as well. The next morning, I was in my oversized Chicago Cubs shirt making breakfast for all three of us. I could hear Bunny giggling in the bedroom. I wondered what he was doing to make her so happy. I started handling everything brusquely. Hector emerged from the bedroom wearing a pair of my silk panties, grinning at me. Before I could laugh, Bunny ran up behind him naked and jumped on his back with a yelp. He danced with her, piggybacking him, until she noticed me. "You're not screaming at us?" Bunny asked me, surprised. He squatted down so she could dismount. "I was just going to say, put some fucking clothes on you two," I quickly said. "No thanks," Hector said, as he sat on the stool behind the counter, watching me prepare the eggs and toast. "I'll stay naked too," Bunny said. "Whoopee," she cried out, jumping up with her hands in the air and little breasts bouncing, "so that everyone can see my pussy." "Come on, Bunny," I said after a laugh. "I'm taking a shower," she announced, hurrying to the washroom. And I was alone with Hector. I could tell he was looking at me while I poured orange juice. "She doesn't know," he said reassuringly. "Here," I said, putting a plate in front of him. I walked around the counter to go back to the bedroom when he grabbed my hand. "Hector," I said hoarsely, looking towards the washroom. "Yeah," he said, pulling me into him. "You know what I want." I wondered if he'd slap me like he does Bunny, or manhandle me, or push me down on my knees and face fuck me. I was already breathing hard, heart pounding. He stood up. He bent down and put his arms around me. He started lifting me. I lifted my legs. He saw I had no underwear on. He lowered me to the floor. "She'll catch us," I said, pleading with him. But I could feel that damn cock of his getting hard, bursting out of the panties and pressing against me. Once my back landed on the carpet, I spread my arms and legs and threw my head back, letting him kiss and touch and do whatever the fuck he wanted to do to me. When he worked his cock into me again, I closed my arms and legs around him. He pumped into me a few times before banging into me hard with an aggressive ugh. I eyed the bathroom door while I felt up his back and his ass and his hair. I was getting teary. When he paused and looked into my eyes, I found myself saying in a weak voice, "Hector? Oh, Hector, I love you." Wait, what? I wasn't sure I even meant it, but there I was declaring it. "Hector," I said again as he drove into me. "I love you, I love you, I love you." "That's good," he said while he fucked me. "Good. But you can only be side dish for me, okay?" "Okay." He lifted himself up a little and continued fucking me. "Bunny will always be my forever bitch. You can be my side bitch, okay, baby?" I dropped my arms and legs in disappointment. How the fuck can he say this to me while he has his cock inside me? Even more tears flooded my eyes. I regretted saying it as he pulled out of me and squirted cum on my chest and neck. He pulled both of us up to our feet. "I'm sorry," I said quickly. "No, that's okay," he said, pulling me towards him as he sat on the stool. "But like I said..." "No, fuck that," I said, trying to pull away from him and grab a paper towel. "Forget I said it. It was stupid." "No, it can work," he tried to say. "No, it can't. I didn't even mean it." I was almost free of him when he yanked me back towards him. He held up his semi-flaccid cock. It had a drip of cum on the foreskin. "Yeah, you did. Lick that off, baby," he said. I stared at him incredulous. He gave me a little slap and I gasped. "Come on," he said with that grin. "Be quick about it." He started laughing until I slapped him back, hard. He touched his face, shocked. "You stupid dildo," I said to him. He heard the bathroom door open and turned back to his breakfast quickly without a word. Bunny came bouncing out in her towel full of pep until she saw the two of us. "What's going on?" she said. "Breakfast," I said to her. I went into the steamy washroom behind her. I took a cold shower and washed off Hector. I needed this, I told myself. Both the sex and the splash of reality.